Imagine for a moment that you have eight children. Yep, that's eight kids. And your husband has just been diagnosed with muscular dystrophy, which means he can't work anymore. You are the only one earning any money. And now the landlord jacks up your rent and it tips you over the edge. This is the story of Leela and her close brush with homelessness. When you think of homeless people, you probably think of a single older man living on a park bench. But Leela's experience is one of many similar stories changing the face of homelessness in Australia.
It was very, very scary because, I thought I would never get there. The thought of being homeless, all of a sudden the anxiety attack that I have, I was thinking more of, oh my gosh, you know, I've got this many kids. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to stay? So your mind sort of wanders 100 miles an hour to think of what is the next move? Where are we going to go?
So were you worried that there was the possibility you weren't going to find anywhere?
Very much so, because we were looking for 6 months, we were looking for a property to rent. I guess also when they see my application, because I had 7 kids then with me, when they saw that many children, you know, it was an instant turn down.
Those trying to combat homelessness in Australia say that Leela's story is becoming more and more prevalent. Women with families are the new face of homelessness in Australia, and women who have many children, like Leela, have few options for emergency accommodation if things turn bad.
That if a third of the people presenting to Wesley Mission in our homelessness services are families, then that's same as a real problem here in Australia. And in a modern Australia that we talk about in many ways as leading the world and having many of the things that are very positive about our economy, homelessness is a real challenge to us.
That was Reverend Dr. Keith Garner, the CEO of Wesley Mission, which provides a range of services for the homeless. The Wesley Mission's new report on homelessness in Australia shows just how damaging sleeping even one night on the streets can be. That experience for children can have devastating long-term impacts. Unbelievably, though, for some women and their children, living on the streets is actually the safer alternative to being at home with a violent partner.
Oh, look, I'm conscious in my work in New South Wales of the level of domestic violence. It's a very real issue. Things that might at one day have happened in a home and they put up with it, you know, thankfully people have got more, and women in particular have been empowered to have some responsibility and exercise that responsibility, and they have. But there's still a great need for us to recognise the problem and to actually do something about it.
There's been a seismic shift in the kind of people who experience homelessness. Although national homeless figures have remained relatively stable over the last decade, the number of homeless children and families has risen. 17% of the homeless are under the age of 12. Felicity Reynolds is the chair of the Australian Common Ground Alliance, which aims to provide innovative, supportive housing solutions for the chronic homeless.
I think a lot of the general public, when they think about people who are homeless, they do think about perhaps older men living on the streets. And certainly that's an area of interest to us, because we want to solve that problem as well. However, that's a much smaller problem compared to the other people who become homeless in Australia. It's often a much more difficult problem to solve because there are multiple issues. But the vast majority of people who experience homelessness in Australia are either in overcrowded living situations, or they have left houses because of violence, or they're currently in supportive services.
But if you have a big family, like Leela, finding emergency accommodation can be very difficult. She says she was lucky to get a place in Sydney through Wesley Mission.
But with Wesley Mission stepping up and saying, hey, we cater for you and your children, even though it was a small place, it was 3 bedrooms, they managed to put bunks into 2 rooms so my kids could have a bed to sleep on.
We've been working under a model of a one-cap-fits-all very often. Housing is a major, major issue here. And it isn't just we need to have more houses. We need the right kind of houses, because holding the families together is essential.
That was Reverend Dr. Keith Garner, the CEO of Wesley Mission, ending that report.